Blog Talk Radio. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire with me, Prophetess Stacy. Indeed, something happens when you call on the name of the Lord. If you're out there tonight and you need God to intervene in your situation, feel free to call the number. It's 347-426-3782. Or you can email the ministry at prolificfire@gmail.com. Well, let's continue in worship because as Acts 13:2 says, while they were worshiping and fasting, the Holy Spirit spoke. And if you need the Lord to speak to you, let's continue in worship as we prepare ourselves to hear what the Lord has to say in word. how we love you. Oh, how we worship you. How we honor you tonight, Lord. God, I feel like there's somebody out there tonight, Lord God, that really needs this word. This word is for people that's ever been called out of their name. And I just feel in my spirit that there's a young person out there. You don't have to be what they said. You have the power in your mouth to direct your own destiny. God created the world with his words, and you can create the world with your words. Don't you dare come into agreement with what they're saying, because God made you for more than that. He has a plan for your life, and he has a purpose. I don't care if it's your parents saying it. You don't have to agree with them. You agree with your God. And I'm going to play one more song just to let you know and get this in your spirit that you can come just as you are. Once again, if you need prayer or have comments, or you just need to talk to somebody, you can call 347-426-3782. And this is Crystal Lewis. Come just as you are. I feel like somebody needs that song in my spirit, so I'm going to restart that song again. Then immediately following that will be the word. Come to God just as you are. God is waiting for you. You can shake the dust off your feet. All the dirt from your past that you did, you can let it go. And you can come to God tonight. I pray that you do. Tonight, as I prepare for the word, the foundational text is 1 Samuel 16, verses 10 through 13 from the Message Bible. But before I start the message, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I do thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to be your vessel, Lord God, to impart your word to your people, Lord God, whether they call in or not, whoever listens to this message after it's finished, Lord God, in the archives, Lord God, afterwards, Lord God, I thank you for them, God. Deliver them, set them free, God. Let them know they don't have to be what somebody else has called them, God. You're the only somebody that can put labels on a person, God. And I give you all the glory and the honor and the praise for it. And I thank you, Lord God, for teaching us who we are tonight, Lord God. Thank you for setting chains free, Lord God, for opening ears, God. Let every hearer of the word tonight, Lord God, be a doer and a receiver of the word. In Jesus' name, Lord God, have your way tonight. Set me down tonight, Lord God, and you stand up. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'm, as I said, it's coming from the Message Bible. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 10. Through 13. And it says, This is when Samuel went to Jesse's house to anoint the next king. It says, Jesse presented his seven sons to Samuel. Samuel was blunt with Jesse. God hasn't chosen any of these. Then he asked Jesse, is this it? Are there no more sons? Well, yes, there's the runt, but he's out tending the sheep. Samuel ordered Jesse, go get him. We're not moving from this spot until he's here. Jesse sent for him. He was brought in, the very picture of health, bright-eyed, good-looking. God said, up on your feet, anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took his flags of oil and anointed him, with his brothers standing around watching. The Spirit of God entered David like a rush of wind. God vitally empowered him for the rest of his life. And the title of my message tonight is, You Are Not Who They Said You Were, Reestablishing Your Self-Esteem. Research shows that it is the sperm of the male that determines the sex of a child, whether they are male or female, which says to me, it's the male, the father's responsibility to tell a child who they are, what they are, to form, to shape their identity. In verse 11 of 1 Samuel 16, when Samuel asked Jesse, is this it? And is this it? Are there no more sons? Well, Jesse said, there's the runt. Imagine the devastating impact those words must have had on a young David. Because 9 times out of 10, what a person says about you, especially a relative, publicly, they have also said to you privately, and is now the normal response. I'll repeat that. Because 9 times out of 10, what a person says about you, especially a relative, publicly, they have also said to you privately, and it's now the normal response. There's the runt, Jesse said. Children don't remember what you meant. They remember what you said. Children don't remember what you meant. They remember what you said. Every parent should remember that. They remember what you said. They ain't so much concerned about what you meant, how you meant it. They remember just what you said. If you said runt, then you meant runt. Runt, an animal that is small or stunted as compared with others of its kind. The smallest or weakest of a litter, especially of pigs or puppies. A person who is small and contemptible. Contemptible, someone or something worthy of hatred or intense dislike. contemptible, someone or something worthy of hatred or intense dislike. Be careful of the words you speak, because in the mind of adolescents, their words, wait a minute. Be careful of the words you speak, because in the minds of adolescents, your words play on repeat. Be careful of the words you speak, because in the mind of adolescents, your words play on repeat. When a child is in that transitional stage between 13 and 19, transitioning from childhood to adulthood, the enemy seeks mind control to disrupt and ultimately corrupt their self-esteem, destroying their destiny before they can come to be. Let me repeat that. When a child is in that transitional stage between 13 and 19, transitioning from childhood to adulthood, the enemy seeks mind control to disrupt and ultimately corrupt their self-esteem, destroying their destiny before they can come to be. Matthew 15 and 18 from the Amplified Bible says, "But whatever comes from the mouth comes from the heart, and this is what makes a man unclean and defiles him. This is what makes a man unclean and defiles him." And when I looked up the definition of defile, it blew my mind. Defile means to corrupt, to purify. No, I read it wrong. It means to defile, to corrupt the purity or perfection of. Let me read it again. It means to defile. Defile means to corrupt the purity or perfection of. And that's exactly what the enemy is depending on, corrupting the purity and perfection of our children through our words. That's exactly what the enemy is depending on, corrupting the purity and perfection of our children through our words. Words hurt and affect both the speaker and the person being spoken to. Words hurt and affect both the speaker and the person being spoken to. Words affect attitude, behavior, and perception. How a child sees themselves is tied to what was spoken over them, what was spoken to them. There's the runt, and still these are the words Jesse said about David. Jesse, David's father, the man God assigned to form, to shape his young boy's identity. Young David, the future king, otherwise known as Runt. I'm going to pause right here because some of y'all can relate to this message tonight. I can feel it. You know what it is to be belittled by a father, a mother, a family member. No more. Somebody shout, no more. You can break the yoke off your own neck by what comes out of your mouth. Let me repeat that. Somebody shout, no more. You can break the yoke off of your own neck by what comes out of your mouth. Genesis 27 and 40 from the NIV says, "But when you grow restless," when you grow restless, not when they grow restless, "but when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke off your neck and be like Paul and Silas." This is Acts 16:25-26, "and be like Paul and Silas, whose praise set the atmosphere for their release." No more. Tonight we come against the uninformed spirit. Come against that uninformed spirit. Uninformed spirit, because they didn't have a clue who you were. You are not small, insignificant, stunted, without growth or capability. You are not to be compared to no one. Sibling rivalry. You can tell I'm only child. Sibling rivalry is just two words, but not the word for you. You come up against no one. You are not weak, but strong. And you did not deserve the hatred you endured all these years. You are greater than that. I'm going to repeat this. You are not small, insignificant, stunted, without growth or capability. You are not to be compared to no one. Sibling rivalry is just two words, but not the word for you. You come up against no one. You are not weak, but strong. And you do not deserve the hatred you endured all these years. you are greater than that. You are not what they said. You are not who they said you were. Reestablishing your self-esteem. Remember this. To be anointed is to be hated. If you want to be loved, be like them. But is it really worth trading your God-given originality or commonality? Let me repeat that. To be anointed is to be hated. If you want to be loved, be like them. But is it really worth trading your God-given originality for commonality? Back to verse 11, 1 Samuel 16 in the Message Bible. Well, yes, Jesse said, there's the runt, but he's out tending the sheep. You may not be a part of the in crowd, but as long as you are doing what God called you to do, you are not small in God's eyes. David was out tending the sheep, which says what God called you to do, he is preparing you to do. Right now, God is preparing you. Even in the small things that you do, the little insignificant things, God is preparing you for something bigger. Verse 11, Samuel ordered Jesse, go get him. When it's your season, God will make those who spoke evil words over you take part in elevating you. When it's your season, God will make those who spoke evil words over you take part in elevating you. Samuel said, we're not moving from this spot until he's here. When you've been faithful, God will cause people to stop, stand still, not be able to move until they give you what God says is yours. You ever been around somebody and look like their life is at a standstill and they look like you're progressing, but they are not? Sometimes it's because they owe you and they know it, because what you do to another person, It don't affect the person, it affects you. So they could be stunting their own life, stopping their own life's progress from what they owe you. So I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, whatever you owe tonight, it will be loose to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Verse 12 of 1 Samuel 16. Jesse sent for him. He was brought in, the very picture of health, bright-eyed and good-looking. When you are anointed, God keeps you looking a cut above the rest. And though it's been hard for you out there, God is bringing you in. God said to Samuel the prophet, up on your feet, anoint him. This is the one. Beloved, may a prophet's anointing rest on you. May you always know you are the one. You have been chosen of God. Verse 13. Samuel took his flax of oil and anointed him, with his brother standing around watching. Ever notice all people who are not anointed have to do with their time and stand around and watch you? Be you. They're not progressing, they're not moving, they ain't trying to reach their destiny, they ain't trying to better themselves, they're just standing around watching you. Be you. It's good to be anointed. They did you wrong privately and warned you to keep family issues just among family, but God is about to do you right publicly. Let me read that again because I felt like somebody needed that. They did you wrong privately and warned you to keep family issues just among family. But God is about to do you right publicly. The Spirit of God entered David like a rush of wind. And right before their eyes, your strength is being renewed. Just like that, right before their eyes, he's renewing your strength. You are becoming right now who you're supposed to be. Right before their eyes, they're calling you small, insignificant, weak. But right before their eyes, you are becoming who God called you to be. You are not who they said you were. Verse 13, God vitally empowered him for the rest of his life, which is my prayer for you tonight. May God vitally empower you, not just sometimes, but for the rest of your life, be clothed in his strength. You are not who they said you were. In Jesus' name. This is the end of my message. If there are any prayer requests, any comments, you can make your comments, your prayer requests now, if you would like to do so. If you got any comments and you're online or you got a prayer request or you're on the phone, mesh one if you're on the phone, and if you're online, you can send your prayer request to the ministry email box, which is prolificfire@gmail.com. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
How are you, Prophet Stacy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Prayer request.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like for you to just pray. Just pray for my help.
Okay. I will do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against whatever's plaguing her body in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You said, Lord God, that you are the one that healeth thee. And from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, we command, we declare that she is completely whole. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, be now made whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you.
You too.
Any other comments, prayer requests? If not, this is the end of the show. I'm going to pray us out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every caller that was online. I thank you for everybody that supports Prolific Fire. I thank you for the ones that will hear this message after it has been recorded. In the name of Jesus, let them find in this word what they need, God. Let them receive and let it bless them abundantly, Lord God. If they tangle up in a situation where people are talking about them, even family members, God, give them the strength, Lord God, and restore their self-esteem, Lord God. Don't let them fall apart, Lord God, under the pressure of hearing their father or their mother call them runt, or call them small, or call them ignorant, or stupid, or whatever the word is that they're using, because they're better than that. You made them smart, you made them intelligent, and you have an awesome plan for their life. And I pray that they will live out the full number of their days and see that plan manifest and go right back in front of their family members or whoever it was and say, look at what God has done, and give you all the glory and honor and praise for it. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. Good night.